The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
All right, well, I am going to be talking about non-hormonal therapies for hot flashes, and I have so much information to get out. I'm going to try not to talk in a rapid-fire fashion so you can actually understand what I'm saying, but I'm also going to tell you that this will be, of course, downloadable at any time on RadioMD.com and my show Mindful Medicine, but I'm also going to throw up a blog because I think this stuff is really important, you know, because, listen, I always say there are normal hormonal transitions, and yes, in our modern day, for many different reasons, we are symptomatic. We're getting more and more symptomatic, younger and younger, I would say. Now, these fluctuations and the decline of reproductive hormones, it is normal. It's a natural part of life. If you are a woman and you're lucky enough to live long enough, everybody's going to go through menopause and live half our lives after menopause. It's a completely once celebrated, once honored time in our lives. And it's expected, kind of around that midlife. Now, thing is, there's a lot going on in the midlife. I've got some ailing parents myself that I'm quite worried about. I mean, there's so much going on. But we've got associated symptoms that are nonetheless disruptive, okay? And until very recently, millions of women would alleviate their hot flashes and night sweats with basically going to their doctor and getting a 0.625 milligram pill of Premarin. I mean, that was it. And if you had a uterus still, they'd stick you on a little medroxyprogesterone acetate, okay? That's a synthetic hormone replacement of progesterone. So mounting evidence, though, as we know from several clinical trials, has shown that women using synthetic HRT are at significant increased risk for developing certain illnesses, breast cancer, coronary heart disease, pulmonary embolisms, and stroke. Now, in my practice, I do advocate the use of hormone balancing, hormone optimization, and bioidentical hormone therapies when we're using the smallest dose for the least amount of time possible. It's a great modality, but for the most part, hey, are there alternatives? Okay, so let's talk about the hot flashes and night sweats, especially. Now, as you know, I'm a naturopathic doctor, right? So I have used botanical medicines and other natural alternatives for many years with great success to help women create and maintain hormonal health. I actually wrote a book on it. It's called Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. And you can get it off my website, drhollylucille.com, for I think like $9 or something like that. Or it's on Amazon. But I found that the most effective approach can, you know, you've got to combine these herbal treatments that I'm going to be talking about, stress management, of course, diet, that habitual nourishment, exercise, nutritional supplementations to support and work with the woman's body, not against it. All right. So let's talk about hot flashes and night sweats, because in my opinion, some of these symptoms, now I'm through menopause. I had some symptoms that were manageable and I had some night sweats that were disrupting my sleep. And when you disrupt my sleep, everything else in my life became like, oh, so overwhelming. And that's what happens. And so this is really important. These are core symptoms that reflect the hypothalamic response to rapidly fluctuating and falling levels of estradiol. That's our estrogen. Okay. Of course, hot flashes can vary in severity, from sudden sensation to a sudden sensation of warmth, basically, to something that's so acute, drenching sweats, bright red flushing. Duration can happen from a few months to a few years, or guess what? Not at all. But for those people suffering from hot flashes and night sweats, one of the most widely used and most thoroughly studied natural supplement for menopause symptoms that's clinically proven to reduce hot flashes and night sweats is black cohosh. There's a particular black cohosh and a particular remifemin has been around for a long time. It's got 90 published studies. The one thing that I want to say about black cohosh, that it's extremely effective, okay? It's effective. It does take time. So I want it to work. So I want you, if you're maybe trying to get off your synthetic HRT and you're going to try to get on some remifemin or some black cohosh, I think it's best that you start early, because this takes about 12 weeks. That's what I always like to say. I think it's really important to understand about black cohosh too, that it's not a phytoestrogen. We used to think it was, okay? Its mechanism of action is still kind of unknown. the compounds in the herb appear to bind estrogen receptors without changing hormone levels in the body. So that's great, okay? Because there's studies that demonstrate that black cohosh has no effect on luteinizing hormone or follicle stimulating hormone, on estradiol, on prolactin, or on sex hormone binding globulins. And it acts like estrogen in your brain and your bones and your vaginal canal, okay? So think vaginal dryness. It acts like estrogen, but it doesn't act like estrogen in your breast or your uterine tissue. So it has actually been deemed also safe among breast cancer lines. So women who have had survived breast cancer perhaps can't take any hormone therapies because of the risk associated and are having these symptoms, hot flashes, night sweats, these vasomotor symptoms, really, really please think of this as an alternative, okay? Now, another thing I want to bring up is isoflavones. These are compounds with both hormonal and non-hormonal properties and are considered to be phytoestrogen, all right? They're phytoestrogens with, I would say, selective estrogen receptor modulators. Phyto means plant. So these are plant-based estrogens. Our estrogen is steroidal. It's a steroid hormone, right? These phytoestrogens are phenolic, so it's a complete different chemical compound, and 1/1000th to 1/10000th the strength of our own estrogen. But unlike estrogen, which is not tissue selective, these phytoestrogens exert estrogenic effects in desired tissue, such as the heart, the skeletal system, and the brain, but ideally have no effect in other tissues, such as the breast, because we worry about estrogen. That's why HRT started to come, you know, sort of under fire for the risks associated, because estrogen tells cells to grow and proliferate. That's what it does as a hormone. That's what it does. That's its message. You know, hormones deliver messages. And so we don't want real estrogen in there stimulating a whole bunch of tissue and creating fibroids, cysts, breast cancer, cervical cancer, etc. So we can use safe, natural, effective alternatives if we need to, and they're there, okay? So when we're thinking about isoflavones, I usually begin with 100 milligrams of organic, okay, so non-genetically modified soy extract, and increase that to about 300 milligrams as needed. All right, so while a decrease in hot flashes begins almost immediately based on studies, the maximum benefit may not appear for as long as 12 weeks. So once again, I want to get that piece of education out there a whole heck of a lot, because if not, you're going to take it for a couple days and then you're going to say, hey, this doesn't work. And then you're going to go back to something that's what? More potentially dangerous. And that's what I want to stop. Okay. So please know that these natural alternatives are effective. They just can take some time. So while we're cleaning up the lifestyle, cleaning up the diet, getting targeted nutritional supplementation on board, give yourself some time and let these powerful things, the isoflavones, the black cohosh in the remifemin form, which is an isopropanolic extraction, work. So another one I want to talk about that's over the counter is DHEA. I'm going to try to actually pronounce this. It's been a lifelong in my career struggle. It's dehydroepiandrosterone. Okay. Big, long word. Now, different than DHA, that's a component, that's docosahexaenoic acid, that's a component of fish oil. This is DHEA, so it's got the E in there. It's a steroid hormone. It's an androgen. It's produced in the adrenal cortex, okay? So a lot of times if we are suffering from adrenal dysregulation, adrenal fatigue, etc., DHEA is often very low. And you've got serum levels of DHEA declining with age anyway. They peak at around 25 to less than 20% of peak at your 70th birthday. So we're losing this what was used to known as the youth hormone. So a lot of times supplementing with DHEA also reduced inflammatory diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, or as well as cancer and other things. But definitely clinical research has shown that DHEA supplementation reduces menopausal symptoms as effective as HRT, okay? Most research used the 25 milligrams of DHEA, but with this, I need you to get some weigh in from your practitioner. But 25 milligrams was in the study of DHEA per day for at least 3 to 6 months. All right, so there are non-hormonal ways that we can deal with hot flashes and night sweats. We're talking about isopropanolic extraction, remifemin, that's black cohosh, soy isoflavones, or DHEA. All right, so we're just trying to help you stay well. This is Dr. Holly Lucille, Mindful Medicine, just trying to knock you alive, right? And that's what we do here. So stay well. Thanks for listening.